How's it going, guys? Welcome to the podcast. I hope everyone's good and keeping well. I got myself, got Jay in here. What are you saying, bro?
Nothing much. Same old, another week. Man United shitness.
Okay, I think to be fair, there's nothing else to really talk about it. There is only United to really talk about. So I'll let you take the lead as a United fan.
Yeah, I don't really know where to start with this one. I think it's kind of it's been coming. First game, Wolves. Just about scraped it. Probably should have lost.
They played well, to be fair. I didn't expect them to play as well as they did, but United weren't great at all.
Yeah, it's funny because first game of the season, you kind of let it slide. Okay, cool. Like, just got 3 points. That's the main thing. Like, just that's it. Move on now. But it never really progressed from that moment. And then I think the next game we played Forest. No, sorry, did we
Nah,
play Forest?
you had a game
Spurs.
before Forest. Spurs,
Spurs.
yeah, it was Spurs.
Yeah, we played Spurs and I wasn't hopeful for that game at all, to be honest, but our away from home record is absolutely horrendous, especially against any team that's
Did you lose?
well can play.
You lost there last year as well.
No, we drew. We were
You
winning 2-0.
drew.
We were winning 2-0 and then we bottled it and became 2-2. Yeah. So yeah, that again, Spurs, I think. From my memory, I think we actually played decent for parts of
First
that game.
off, I thought we did
Yeah.
well, you
I think first half an hour we played actually quite well, but comes back to the same thing. We create these chances and you have moments to kind of capitalize on these chances. We don't really take them. Like we're
know.
not able to kind of sustain the same level of performance throughout a game. We'll have these, and it tends to be the first half an hour, United will be kind of like this. The team that you'd want them to play for a whole 90, but it never is. So you've got to kind of capitalize on that, maybe get a goal, let the other team kind of come forward and change the kind of emphasis back onto yourself. But it
100%.
doesn't really
It's
happen with us.
with United, it feels like that what you just said, yeah. First half or whatever it is, there's a spell in the game, yeah, where they're dominating, they're on top of the other team. It's either they don't score or the other team comes back into it and they capitalize on what United's mistakes are on the back. It just like I don't understand every game that we've seen this season, yeah. United do well and then but they don't make the most of their chances and like Spurs is probably the best example because what you could have scored because Bruno is it Bruno had that chance? Was it Rashford who had the chance from Bruno's pass where I think he headed it over the bar, I think.
Headed it over the bar, yeah. But I
Yeah.
think there were some other chances there as well, where like I think Anthony might have hit the post. I think there were some others. Maybe there was penalty shout in there. Probably
The
should
handball,
not.
isn't it?
Should,
Romero, isn't
yeah,
it?
that. Yeah, that was definitely a penalty. Should have been given. But regardless of all that stuff, anyway. But you've got to kind of look at performance as a whole. I think that one kind of you probably would have thought, okay, cool, we lost Spurs. Like it's our kind of our own fault. And then onto that, then we go 2-0 down to Nottingham Forest within the space of like no time.
5 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah, they scored like literally in the first few minutes, and then they went when we were attacking. They went and scored on the counter, but I think that we got a goal just before the half, and we kind of like overpowered them just about, and then just scraped the win towards
Was
the end,
it
which
a
was quite
penalty?
happy too.
Was there a penalty in the game?
That there was that Rashford foul in the box.
That's it. That's yeah. It was that game. And then obviously Bright. No, was it? That's the last.
Arsenal
No,
after
the
that.
Arsenal post. Yeah, of
Again,
course.
I didn't watch the Arsenal game, but I've seen the highlights from what I read online. Apparently, played quite well. I had no hope going into that game. So your pitch, playing
The thing
again away
is,
from home.
yeah.
So I think we had a few players out for that game as well, injured. So,
Luke Shaw.
but yeah, I think the injury list is getting bigger now. Wan-Bissaka's out now for 2 months. That's come out today.
Wan-Bissaka,
Yeah,
why is
he's
he
a
injured?
hamstring. So he's out for 2 months now.
From
But
Brighton.
yeah,
Sorry,
we'll come
Brighton,
on. We'll come on to
yeah.
that a bit. But yeah. So, but yeah, the Arsenal game. There were moments in the game it could have gone a different way. Where again, like the game could have swung, another way. But I think generally, I think towards the end we had Maguire and Evans on the pitch. Again, you can kind of let that slide, that one. Arsenal
But
had a bit
even then,
played away.
like when United play against Arsenal, especially at our pitch, right? You know what United are going to do. Like you're countering it. That's what, and gave to Rashford, he'll score. Like it happened last season. It was a carbon copy game this season. But it's still like there needs to be more in it. Like it's more sustainable opportunities, more sustainable attacks. Even 5, 10 minutes, like it didn't feel like you had 10, 15 minutes in the game where you will
Like just
put us under
possession.
pressure. Yeah, put us under pressure. You know, make us get into a back like good shape
That's
back. And you don't feel like that. I just feel like, oh, Arsenal gonna get the ball.
thinking,
And then we're gonna, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
100%.
It's just
It was,
you're
I
just
was
gonna
going to come
drop
on to this
off.
point. Yeah, we just don't we don't have that ability to like sustain pressure, like just wave after wave, like wave attack. Like when I see Man United attack, I'm more scared of the opposition counter us, because then they'll be more likely to score, and that's what tends to happen a lot of the time. Because when we attack, there's no sense of like positioning of certain players, and when the opposition get the ball, they can just quickly 1-2 pass, and about 7-8 players is taken out of the screen,
Yeah, 100%,
and it's
100%.
probably like 3-on-3 or 4-on-3 to the opposition. But that just constantly keeps happening. Away from home, it's worse. I just don't think they just don't have the right balance in the team. Obviously, we've got like Højlund coming to it now. He looks top. I think he's offered like a different dynamic, something that was always needed.
The
Box to
thing is,
box,
he's
physically
coming back
fast.
injured though, as well, isn't it? So it's a bit of a
Yeah.
lot of pressure on him early
There
doors.
is, yeah.
But
A lot of pressure, yeah. But again, just need to kind of come back onto the new point that we're going to come onto now. Service, so this Brighton game, again, started off well. We're absolutely like pumping key chances in the game. Didn't kind of take them, didn't kind of go our way. And then we go 1-0 down. And it's an absolute basic, it's just a shit, not even a shit goal, it's just a basic goal, bro. All their goals are just basic
yeah,
goals.
it's same carbon copy,
Yeah.
deja
You don't look at that their goals and be like, wow, like what a goal. But the finishing, yeah, fair enough. Like it's good finishing, but fair play. Still have to put it back in the net. But the actual play to get to that area, just basic. Like you should be
No,
putting it out.
it's training games. It's
Yeah,
just
legit.
literally just passing, do a bit of rondo here, then pass it to
Yeah.
the wing, and then they just do like a little triangle. Move on further up the pitch, and then like somehow they pass it into the box, and there's just a chance. You know what I mean? It doesn't, I don't understand how the same opportunities were coming up.
And it
But
comes that motion of play, we are absolutely like horrendous at defending them. It's just the same old basic tactic. Winger goes down or fullback manages to get a pass into the box, and that pass is never taken by us, like intercepted by us. It's always goes either it goes all the way through all our players, and it probably go to the other side of the pitch. Right, because there's no opposition player there to attack it, or it's perfectly down to their pitch, but down to their player. But the defenders are not in the right position, the midfielders are not coming back to assist and stand and mark the correct players in the correct zonal areas. And you constantly just have this simple thing, like you said, off the training pitch, that's just like pass it into the box, someone might get it. It was just countless. And if you watch that Brighton game, I think Brighton played probably, I would say, they dropped 6 players. The team didn't even look amazing on paper. Actually, it looked like a load of shit on paper.
They
It looked
had so many injuries going into that game,
Yeah, they
like,
had a few injuries. They dropped a lot of players in rotation.
yeah.
Probably shows the lack of respect for Man United that he probably had. Bro, you look at that team, bro.
Had no
Looked like,
Estupian, no
it looked
Ferguson.
like Championship team, bro.
It was, yeah, it wasn't. When I look at the team, it wasn't like there was no
They have like Steele in goal, like they had a few key players there, and then Mitoma, no Solly Marsh,
Nah, they're gross.
Welbeck started,
Welbeck, yeah.
no Ferguson, no João Pedro.
Nah, Lallana started. I'm not too sure. He normally plays there.
Exactly.
And
Lallana
Ciso
started.
obviously injured
Yeah, he's
or
injured.
not playing.
And it was just like what the hell? Like, fair enough, if they're playing at our pitch, we should be dusting that team. We should be rolling that team. Seeing West Ham dusting them, like,
Yeah, West Ham
pretty
dusted. The
much.
thing is, 3-1, yeah. The thing is with West Ham, it's a bit different, isn't it? Because they know they're gonna counter-attack football. The thing is in United, you can counter-attack. Obviously, you come to Arsenal fairly and counter-attack majority of the game. But if you got Ten Hag, you're expected, especially after a year, you're expected to have some sort of style of play. And he's an
100%.
Ajax manager, so he's obviously coming from that ethos of, not what they had
Standards
back
of
in the
play.
days, but yeah, standards of play, triangles, and all that sort of basics. It just didn't look anything close to what United even do. It doesn't make any. I mean, Brighton are obviously a good team, don't get me wrong. They're a wicked team, to be fair, to watch. But United made it look so easy and just. I don't. Did you see, obviously, you know, Ten Hag obviously started with. If it looked like a kind of 4-4-2 diamond
Yeah, it was a
kind
diamond.
of.
I get what he's trying to do because, like, you've got Hoyland. He doesn't want to play the other wingers. So Garnacho, he didn't want to play him out. He obviously put McTominay into the team. He's an absolute load of shit. Like, fair enough, he's doing all these wonders at Scotland, but fucking when you're playing against like teams in the Premier League, you're not playing Macedonia, Lithuania, or whatever you're playing. You're playing against Premier League players. Like, what I mean? He's not gonna do shit. I
There's
think
a standard, there's a standard,
he had
yeah.
like 21 touches in the whole match or something like that. And he completed like 17 passes. It was something ridiculous. Like, bro, like, what's the point of this guy being there if he has 21 touches?
As a right CM or whatever, one of the
Yeah,
CMs,
like he
yeah.
played CM, right? He's just followed. If you've been watching, he's not worth watching anyway, but he's always behind the player. He's always chasing someone's shadow, and he's never in the right position. There's so many times where Brighton are on the attack. Obviously, you're watching it on the screen. McTominay is nowhere to be seen. You see Casemiro like busting balls. You see Eriksen, with all the kind of issues that he has, and obviously the lack of stamina that he probably has, or busting the balls to get back. McTominay is nowhere, and I'm like, where the fuck are you, bro? Like, if you're not here, what are you doing? What I mean? Bruno, again, has to compensate for a lot of players, lack of stamina, lack of kind of energy at the show. And obviously, you see him running around like a headless chicken at
He was getting so frustrated. There was a couple of clips seen on Twitter where he's just getting, because he's obviously doing a lot of dogging work, trying to essentially push himself and push the team up the pitch in terms of obviously kind of putting any sort of pressure on Brighton. I think that you're tuning it out over the scoreline was at this moment, but just trying to get the crowd on him. You know what I mean? Some just do something to lift the spirits of the team. But if you're looking at McTominay is a player that is supposed to cover a lot of ground. If you're not doing that, especially with Casemiro, who's not the most mobile anymore, and help him out, do you know what I mean? So why are you not kind of doing your job?
There's a lot of issues there. They don't press as a team, they don't move forward as a unit, they don't defend as a unit. Like someone like Rashford, he had like 10 shots, yesterday.
I was going to comment,
Saturday.
Saturday,
He
yeah.
had 10 shots. Like, I'll be honest with you, as brutal as I am, I did not want. Like, when he signed the contract, I was I'd rather United sell him. But they'll never tell him because he's like a marketing PR king. Obviously,
Homegrown, all that
under
sort
the
of stuff.
Glazer,
Yeah.
ownership, they wouldn't have the balls to do that. So he's a player I'd happily let go at the time. He'd done his bit last season, got us to whatever he'd done, the assistant, but when it comes to anything more, he doesn't really offer
He
that.
was very selfish, man. I'll go be honest.
He is a
Very
proper
selfish.
selfish player.
Hoyland was in some decent kind of, parts of the box or opportunities he was trying to create with his runs and whatnot, but it's like three people in front of Rashford. He's like, you know what, I might get it past these guys and get it on target, whatever his kind of mindset is. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't help your team. It just looks like, I get to Rashford and we just have a pop. Like, there doesn't
100%.
he doesn't apart from his probably shooting ability, like, which is very good, there's nothing else that's like, I wouldn't even say his IQ is up there.
Nah, his
His
decision making is
dribbling,
poor.
decision making, his
Yeah.
opportunity, he wouldn't make a run. It looks like he, like, you know, a lot of players now, especially that if you look at Mitoma, I'll probably look at I can't remember who the left winger is for Liverpool again. Is it Luiz? Can't remember his
Yeah.
name. They look like they make
Luis.
selfless runs. Yeah, they make selfless
Diaz.
runs to bring Diaz, that's it. To bring, you know, they make selfless runs to make other players get space, like a Bruno, for example, or Odegaard,
Yeah.
or whoever, do you know what I mean? But he doesn't do that. It just looks like he goes in one direction. Like,
Yeah, he's the
it's
thing
like
is he's weak.
FM12 back in the days, you know, you
Yeah,
just put Arrow into the box.
he's a very luxury. He's become like a very luxury player now. And he's been in. I think Mourinho has talked about it and said. I think they asked him the question: can he ever play as a striker? And he said no. I think this was back when he was like 21 or something like that. You know, he made a good point. He's like the I think the comebacks were like, oh, why? He's 20, 21 or something. And he said, doesn't matter if he's 21. He's been playing in the Premier League since he's 17. He's like, you've got to look at the volume. You've got to look at the volume of games that he's played. And he said, there's probably not been a player that's played that much football at that level of football as well as Marcus Rashford. I mean, if you ask me, has he progressed to a level that he should have with those amount of games, you'd say no. And I think that's always been the case with Rashford. You know, he's never really fulfilled that kind of hype that he should always have. But again, very selfish as a winger, the first thing that you should be doing is crossing the ball or looking out for your striker. The one time you've done it, we scored a goal which was disallowed because the ball went over the line when he crossed it.
Oh yeah, of course.
But naturally, that should be the first thing that you're doing. Look for your striker. You know, the striker, so many times before even started off the play, played it out to Rashford, sprinted into the box, and there's no return. There's a shot. He just shot and it's hit the side net. And it's like, what the hell are you doing? It's funny,
If it
I looked at Salah, Saka, and him. Saka had zero shots in all of the game yesterday against Everton.
Really, he did have a
Salah had
quiet
one
game. I
shot.
didn't expect zero shots. I watched
Salah
it.
had one shot.
Salah had one shot. Yeah,
He had one shot, that's it.
and still got two assists. Funny
And he got
enough.
two assists. But
Yeah.
you're talking about Salah, who scored 40 something, 41, 42 goals. You know, he's a goal scorer, gets assists as well. But he's happy to go a game without having to shoot. You know, like, or having to take that countless amount of shots. Haaland had less shots than Rashford yesterday. And Man City had something like 30 plus shots.
It, and Haaland had six, I think he had six,
He missed
something
quite a lot of
like
big chances.
good
Yeah.
chances. Yeah,
Yeah.
100%,
So
100%.
he didn't have the best of games, but he missed. But he still scored a goal at the end, but missed a few chances. But it just shows that we had something like 16, 17 shots. Rashford had 10.
That's an excellent.
So he had more than like 50% of our shots. Like for a winger, that's fucking ridiculous, bro.
What was the
That
accuracy? Do you
just
know?
shows.
It must have been low,
But
isn't it? Because I didn't see, I don't remember any going on
I think he
target.
had like two on target, two wide, four blocked, one crossbar.
Bloody hell.
So, yeah, which you can count as like off
The thing
target
is,
or crossbar.
Rashford's been in the team for maybe, what, 6 years, I want to say, if I'm not
Bit
mistaken.
longer,
Van Gaal,
18.
18. So we can 2 and 3,
Yeah.
yeah, 5 years, maybe 6 years now, almost.
Nah, he's 26, that
No, but if you look at 2016, you said, or 2018, right? So he's had basically a good amount of games already under his belt, right? And
Yeah,
you're
that's a
saying,
lot of games.
but this is what I'm saying, he hasn't changed his game. You're, as a United fan, you know really, he hasn't changed his game in terms of how he adapts to kind of systems and his play styles and all that sort of stuff. Yet we're seeing someone like Salah adapt his game at, what's he now, 30 now, where he used to
31.
be. Yeah, so he came into the team as an out and out goal scorer. Pretty much he came to the team as a dribbler, then he added goals to his game during his prime, obviously, when the club went to Champions League and that Premier Leagues. Now he's changing the game even more to become more of a kind of attacking kind of style playmaker. Do you know what I mean? Where he's providing us his game to positions, looking at Nunez, Diaz, Jota, all these different types of players, changing his game on that.
Yeah.
We should expect Rashford to do something different now since he's old.
Yeah,
He's coming into his prime years now, isn't it? This is the
this
problem.
is. Well, the thing is, now I think with Ten Hag, it's like, what? Don't think he wants to drop him. That's evident because obviously he doesn't really have. Well, he
I don't
has
think,
got
yeah,
options.
he can't
He's got a
afford
choice
to.
there. He's got a choice there, but there's probably jobs on the line. The risk is increasing. So, like, does he really want to drop a player that's probably going to create some more issues under like changing room, create some more media sparks?
The problem is you've
Kind of
also
like.
got Sancho and Anthony obviously not in the team, right? Big plays, do you know what I mean? That.
But you've got opportunities to mix it up, like you don't need to. You can play Fernandes, right? If you want to. You've got Pelestri there as well. Pelestri play. You've got Garnacho sitting on the bench. Garnacho, I think they came on at like 84th minute into the game. We're losing 3-1, and he fucking decides
Little
to make a
too.
cameo. Like Hannibal, he came on, scored the only goal, which is. Really
Good
good goal
goal.
as well,
Good
yeah.
goal.
But like, he should be against Bayern Munich. He's the first name on the team sheet.
Rashford?
No, Hannibal.
Yeah. Oh, Hannibal. He should
Rashford's
be. Sorry, he should be.
the fucking last name there. Yeah, Hannibal should be the first. Like,
What
he's the
about
only one that give it the energy, the legs, the running around.
the.
That kind of give a shit at some point you probably see.
What about his decision to I was a bit surprised at the time. He took obviously Hoyland off.
Yeah, you
Now
could see by the fans' reaction. I think there was massive boos going around the stadium, which I totally agree. Totally agree.
Well, I didn't understand because you're pushing for your 2-0 down, I think it was. You're pushing for a
Yeah, it's
goal.
the
He's
most
obviously come off.
stupidest.
Like
Yeah.
do you know what I mean? But other people will say, I've seen other kind of United tweets and quotes saying that he's coming back from an injury and you don't want him to get injured. Do you know what I mean? For the sake
The
of when you got Bayern Munich
thing is.
obviously away and you got big games coming up.
But you can't play. It's like what Ferguson says. You pick your best team for the game available. So what's next? You pick the best team for that. And the other thing that I used to say, you never take your best players off the game. Like you never take them off. It's a notorious saying that he has. In that game, he was one of our better players. We're losing 2-0 at the time. He takes him off and he brings on a player that's absolute dog shit in Martial. Like he's never in the box.
Horrible.
He's never in the box. He just loiters outside the box, plays a couple of passes, probably would have got injured like if anyone tries tackling him. Like, and then instead of you're probably making another sub to try and get this guy off the pitch. So it was the stupidest decision ever. Like again, you're losing 1-0 and you can see there's certain things that are not going too well. He doesn't make the change at half time. I would have changed it straight at half time, change the team. He's too stubborn, he's too reluctant to make changes as well. I don't understand sometimes what he's expecting.
Yeah,
Sometimes he thinks that some sort of miracle is gonna happen where the players are just gonna randomly click and they'll be like, yeah, like we got it. Like if it's not happening for 45 minutes, what makes you think it's gonna happen for the next 45 minutes? Like change it, just quick. And I see a lot of managers like this where I don't know what it is, they just leave it, leave it, leave it, and it's too
It's too
stale,
late. Yeah, it's just
and
too
it's
late.
too
They'll
late.
score. Yeah.
And then by that time, they already scored the goal.
Exactly.
You
Then
know,
they got to change it anyway, right? But forced into
yeah.
changing it
Yeah, then
instead
they're
of
forced into
wanting
making
to.
rapid changes and the team's basically playing to the other team's hands.
Even to be fair against Brighton, you guys were up for what, 20 minutes? You guys were playing well 25, 20 minutes, wherever it was. And then you can see De Zerbi changed it. He pushed Lamptey and I don't, who was on the right, I think. I don't know if it was March or whoever he was. Just pushed him up and then played wide instead of playing through the middle because he realized you guys are overpowering in the middle. Things like that. I think Ten Hag is not really, he's not
See,
decisive with his changes or in-game management. Do you know what I mean? He's not. He's.
there's big questions around that. Like, he picks the same set of players as well. That's still a question mark. The other question that's massive as well is that he's quite an analytical person that is all into his football. In terms of style of play, like little quadrants of play. He's very in depth. Analysis. Now, the way they play, you would think that the manager doesn't have no formal knowledge of football. That's the way they play. Like, but it comes back to, are the players listening? Are they able to follow instructions. I don't think they're able to follow instructions.
Just so
Like sometimes,
you think it's a bit of both rather than just one
yeah,
side
I
of
think
it.
he obviously has to take blame, and I think
Yeah.
they have to take blame as well, because how many managers are you going to keep going through now, right, to get to the solution? Like, you know, we're on to another manager. There probably isn't a manager out there to kind of go get, because he'll probably take him. There's probably not really much out there in the market now.
No
But
standout manager.
yeah, and I think obviously he knows what he's doing. I'd rather stick with him. I'm not saying that I'm Ten Hag out, but obviously, like, a couple of strikes, he deserves a couple of strikes, you know, because of his tactics and
If
certain beliefs
you
and
give him a
whatnot.
three strike, this is strike one at least for the first five games. It's not been
Yeah,
good enough.
this is 100%. This is a strike there as well, and I think, you know, there's something has to change very quickly. I think he needs to change the tactics a bit. You know, he needs to kind of just work on basics. He needs to give them clear instructions that, you know, this, you play a very simple game. You don't play this expressive style of play. We're not there yet. Just keep it simple, pass it around, retain possession. I don't want people to dribble. Like, dribbling should be just banned. You know, you just play short passes, everyone stay close, you just play one, two short passes and move it along. You don't need to dribble. You don't, we've seen it at Brighton yesterday, Saturday. They didn't dribble. No one dribbled.
No, they
You know what I
didn't. It
mean?
was only Matoma, honestly, really.
Yeah.
Like, no
And he
one
was
else
like their
was coming
worst
up with.
player.
He was generally not worse, but he was kind of the worst of
Yeah.
the
And
bunch,
why?
really.
Because every time he tried to dribble, I think he got tackled and lost the ball. But like, you just see, like, that whole aspect of dribbling is very kind of risk reward. You see Pep's players as well. He doesn't want players to dribble. You know, he takes that element, that flair out of them. You can have the flair, but I'd rather you pass. The ball can travel quicker with you playing a pass than you running.
100%,
Yeah,
100%.
so it's kind of just common sense in that, in that kind of, you know, that headspace. But yeah, I think I don't know what team he's going to play against Bayern Munich. That's a big one. But
The thing is, I can tell you, no United fan's going to be optimistic now. Surely not, because it's just,
I think that game is basically
it's
like,
away
we
from
all
home,
know
right? You're not
we're
playing at Old
all yeah
Trafford.
yeah all, yeah that's great. We all know we're going to lose. It's kind of now, it's kind of like, how do you go about this? Do you just go through and try a few things and just see how it goes, because it's a lost game anyway? Or do you just be stubborn, carrying with the same shit that you just presented to us last game, and probably get ass whooped, and the fans will come on your case like no tomorrow, because it's going to be an absolute abysmal kind of show.
You can't dig his grave. You can't dig his grave right now. He's got to change something.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but he's got to do something different.
like yesterday's, the Saturday's performance, Hannibal Medri's got to come into that team. Yeah, Casemiro, unfortunately, he's been pretty poor, pretty shocking as well. There's no one else there, but he has to play. Apparently, Varane's fit and ready to play. Does he play or does he not? Do you risk him? I would say no, it's not worth it. Like, you're probably going to lose that game anyway.
Nah,
Obviously,
you need the
you've
points
got
in
Wan-Bissaka already
the
injured anyway. Yeah, don't risk it. I don't want to see him on that team sheet. If he's on that team sheet, that will tell me he's scared right now. Like, you know, like, he's playing players that he knows are injury prone, that shouldn't be playing, but he's put them in the team for X reason. Now, the back line kind of plays itself, you know, picks itself. You've got Onana, Dalot, Lindelof, Martinez, Reguilon, and then if that was me, I'd pick the midfielders: Bruno, Hannibal, Casemiro. Yeah, that's my midfielder. Or, you know, put Bruno out on the right, and then tell him to play more of an inside, help the midfield out, put Eriksen in there as well.
Just a
You
bit
know,
more kind
Eriksen.
of ball playing ability, passing,
Yeah,
possession.
that's one of the things that Eriksen has, like, that no one in the team has had, that short passing, just keep the ball ticking. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the legs, you know, for
This
it.
is the thing, he can't get around the pitch like he used to. I'm not saying he used to go crazy, but I'm saying he was able to kind of put himself out there.
you
Now he's
play
not,
it
do you know
you
what I
play
mean?
it smart, right? You put another player that compensates for it. So if you've got Hannibal there,
Exactly.
you just tell Hannibal, look, your game here ain't to play passes or whatever. Play a simple, easy game. Let Eriksen do the work. Yeah, let him play the passing. You just cover. You and Casemiro cover. Bruno's going to come on the inside as well, and he's going to assist here. And then I would have played Rashford, but I'd play probably I'd play Garnacho. More direct, could be offering more service to Hoyland as well.
Yeah, so that's the team obviously for United, but any score predictions at all? I mean, I don't know where to really begin. I think with Kane now, it's a bit of a problem now because obviously Bayern doing pretty good, even though they drew against Leverkusen on the weekend. I can't see United getting a win, I'll be honest. But I'm gonna say more like 3-0, 3-1 maybe.
Yeah, I was going to go something like that, but depends. Like, it could go really bad. It could be like five. I reckon it could go bad.
Already that.
Yeah, man. Like, these players are losers, bro. Their mentality is just losers. Like, you see other teams, like, when they concede, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, Newcastle, whatever it is, like, concede, they come back and they go through the gears, bro. You're having it
The
against
heads
with
don't
us.
drop.
With us, our heads drop. Like, we've got core players in there. They're just losers, bro. So, like, and that is toxic. It spreads to the rest of the players. So I don't know about this one, man. I'm gonna go minimum like 3-1 or something like that. Be surprised if we score. Like, be surprised. But yeah. It could be something like five. So I don't know, but
The thing
don't rule that
is,
out.
I don't think Bayern's defense is that great either, I'll be honest. Obviously, it's better as a collective against if you put a matchup against yours, but I still look at there's still kind of gaps in that team. Obviously, Alphonso Davies is good, don't get me wrong, but I look at Upamecano, he is terrible, he is shit. So if you're looking at one person for Hoyland to get onto, it should be him. I don't know who their right back is. Who's their right back this season?
The thing is, I don't think that for Bayern is a problem. Like, I think it's always with us, it's the midfield. Can we sustain attack into from the midfield to the attack, and at the same time be able to defend any opportunities that Bayern have? I think that's the issue that we have. And obviously it comes back to the topic that we were talking about before. So Rashford's like selfishness, so if he's how he played against Brighton, forget it. Forget it, bro. This guy's just pointless, bro.
It's funny because, like, for example, I'm looking at their back line, right? They had on Friday they had Konrad Leimer, Upamecano, Kim Min Jae, obviously, sorry, Min Jae Kim, obviously solid. Alphonso Davies, solid, yeah. But if you look at that right side, it's funny because Rashford is one of, if you're looking at Rashford that can get kind of attack people, it is, if I'm not looking at Leimer, I was thinking probably get the best of Rashford. The problem is Rashford going to put performance in like he did on Saturday? Or is he going to put performance like he did against, last year? What's the difference?
Yeah, the thing is, even last year's performance, I don't think it would work. Like, it needs to be a team performance.
Yeah,
He needs
100%.
to, like, in that game, he should be having max like three shots. The only reason he shoots is if they're pure goal scoring opportunities. Like, other than that, he should be crossing, passing. That's it. That's what I want to see. In that perspective, like, Sancho is like miles ahead. You'll never see Sancho shoot, bro. He never
He
shoots.
does the opposite. It's funny because Sancho gets in good positions, but he don't shoot. He'd rather pass it to someone else, isn't it? Create an
Like that.
opportunity.
He's a very much of a creative winger. Even to be honest, coming on to that as well, like, even when he has played, come off the bench, he does look like one of our better players. Like, his key passes are like phenomenal. Like, in that 20 minutes that he comes on, he provides a like good opportunities for other players to then get into good opportunities and then provide them, key passes or opportunities in on goal. Rashford doesn't really do that. Like, fair enough, Sancho doesn't have blistering pace or the skill to skip past like a couple of players all the time, but sometimes you don't need that. Like, they just go do like the basic well, in terms of playing triangles, playing passes, Yeah, he can do that. You know,
It's just match intelligence, really. It's just, do you know what, being able to understand what the game's asking for them. That's what Sancho is probably better at doing than Rashford. Rashford's
oh yeah,
very one
100%.
dimensional. Sancho's
Very
a
one dimensional. Football IQ is probably very low.
.
Like, you know, very selfish on that front as well.
Speaking of Sancho, obviously there's been a bit of a bust up in it between him and Ten Hag.
Yeah.
Is he gone? Is he still able? I think everywhere's closed now, right? In terms of transfer market. It's not open anywhere, I don't think. I think Turkey opened close to
No,
last, I
he
think.
can't go anywhere. So I think January is when they're
January
going to
next.
ship him out.
I don't think he'll play now, no. He's not going to play for whatever, 4 or 5 months, or I can't see him unless there's obviously crazy injuries or crazy kind of suspensions, or
I think he hasn't apologized yet as well. So,
his tweet, I
you
think, is
know,
still up as well, funny enough.
no, he got rid of it. He got
Oh,
rid
he's
of
got rid
that
of
one.
it now.
Yeah, he got rid of that, but still, like, needs to apologize. Like, yeah, like his attitude is a load of shit, man. It
Nah,
stinks.
he you can tell he's hoping he gets sacked and then he'll just start fresh with whoever else comes in,
Yeah,
you
and it's
know.
kind of like this whole British player,
Rinse and
like,
repeat.
yeah, rinse and repeat, high salary. They think they're the bee's knees, haven't really achieved anything, coming in with high transfer fee, probably too early in their career, need to be humbled. But, you know, and then they've kind of just gone the other way. And yeah, he's a player that we don't need in our squad right now. So for that reason, I think I'm with Eric on this
You
one. He has to
you'd
go.
rather take Garnacho over him anyway. You
100%.
know what I mean?
Go out, Joe. You've got Amad Diallo still there. He looks amazing as
Oh
well, but he got
yeah, of
injured
course.
in the Arsenal game. Yeah, were you guys injured
Pelestri
then?
is still a got you got, you know what I mean? So
Yeah, Pelestri's there. I don't think he rates him though, but he's there. Because you can see by his lack of minutes, you know, if he rates him or not. I think Antony could be coming back into the team soon.
Yeah, I don't. I think you'll have at least a week, maybe a bit longer off.
Yeah,
Should have been, well.
I think he'll be back soon as well. So I think that side is okay. We've got options. Like, we've got options now, top, but it's just how you kind of play everyone and get the right system. You
It's
know, then
just, it's
obviously you've
just.
got Mason Mount. Like, where does he go?
Is he still injured as well?
He's back apparently for the Burnley game.
Burnley. Okay, so on the weekend then. So he's missing by. So
Yeah,
that's why it's
miss
going to be a
Bayern. Come
makeshift
on,
team
man.
then. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
think the Bayern game is more just performance.
Yeah,
Doesn't matter if
that's
you
it.
lose,
It's not a
just get a
result thing.
performance. Yeah, just
Just get
I want to
something.
see some performance. That's it.
Exactly.
Because
Exactly.
then,
You can't get a, you might get pumped, but the
yeah,
performance. It's true. It's true. Like, considering the start you've had, you've lost 3 in 5, I think, isn't it? In 1-1, drew one, I think.
bro.
So it's
No,
not.
1-2,
1-2, sorry. Of
1-2,
obviously,
lost
of
three.
course. Yeah, 1-2, lost 3. So in terms of it's even the form's not great, but the performances have been worse. Like a lot, I mean,
100%.
I'll probably argue is worse than last year to the other than the start. Because last year you started poorly against Brighton and
Yeah, last year we had Maguire in the team,
it was
you know,
shambles. It was
McTominay,
worse.
Fred were playing, like, you know, Casemiro wasn't there, Varane
No.
wasn't there, Martinez was getting dashed out of the team because of Maguire. Like, you know, there were players to
Ronaldo
come
was in the
in.
team. Obviously, he
Yeah.
chipped on a bit earlier, later on,
But like, you know, that you could see, okay, cool, once these players come in,
but.
it's calm, you know, we're gonna go up.
There's a progress. Yeah,
But
100%.
now, like, we don't have these players. They're already in the team, bro.
It's close.
The only player I'm I'm hoping on at the moment is Amrabat, bro. Like, that's it.
Is
Like,
he? He's injured.
he
He's injured
needs,
for a bit, right?
yeah,
I
he's
think
injured
so.
as well, man. To like,
It's,
the list just goes on, mate. And
but
on
the
top of
thing
that, we've
is,
got Arsenal's doctor now, Gary O'Driscoll. He started work today.
top guy, isn't it?
Sick
He's
guy, man.
but the thing is, he's had a lot of injuries under him. When he was our doctor, I don't know what happened, but we just kept going in injuries. Our injury bed was mad. So
Yeah.
yeah, good luck with that, isn't it? Good luck with that. Don't worry. But let's recap a few of the games. Spurs obviously came back 98 plus, 90 plus 8 and 90 plus 11 or something stupid, something
Yeah.
crazy. Man, Richarlison getting a goal first. I mean, I was surprised when I was looking at the score at halftime. One, I think it was 1-0. It was 1-0 later on, which is a bit mad, but he's doing all right, you know. We got them, obviously. Arsenal got Spurs next week, North London Derby, which is going to be a bit crazy.
Is that
That's
Emirates or?
Emirates, yeah, it's at Emirates. I know everyone says it. The home team always wins, and it's one of them. The home team always wins, but and just doing all right, you know. He's done all right again with that squad, you
No, he's done amazing. He's brought like a style of play, like this optimism there.
know.
I like listening to him. He talks about good stuff. He's an honest
He
guy.
talks sense, you know. I
Like,
can't lie, he just
yeah,
makes
and
sense every time he chats.
he just seems like a proper, just simple guy, just no bullshit, no kind of airy fairy when it comes to the media, like just straight as it is. So I think on
Exactly.
that sense, he's got a lot of plaudits. So he's going down the right route. You know, if you can win the media, then when it
Half
goes
the
bad,
battle.
yeah, when it goes bad, they're more likely to be on side with you. Probably give you a bit more leeway in terms of asking for the sack, you know. So on that side, but I think he's done that well. Obviously, he's on kind of honeymoon period at the moment as well, so it could all come crashing down very quickly on that front.
It's true, it's true. And the thing is, they've got one game a week, so obviously they've sold Kane and whatnot, so they're kind of rebuilding, and kind of it's a good time for him to come in. So yeah, I mean, it's good start for them, but they've not really had, apart from United, probably, to be fair, they've not had any many tough fixtures in the first five. So obviously they got us next week, so hope they lose that one, of course. But it's one of the ones where, because of their start to the season, it's same as ours. I'm kind of not worried, but I'm kind of you kind of looking at them more. Do you know what I mean? You're looking at what they've been doing a lot more. So, you know, they've been doing well, but it's kind of as I was shocked, to be fair, that it was only 2-1, and they had to wait until what 100 minutes or whatever to get the win. But look, wins are wins, right? It's what it matters. Doesn't
Yeah, I
matter
think
about
that
anything
game was a
else.
bit controversial as well. I think there was a lot of talk about after the game in terms of refereeing.
I don't know what the Sheffield
Paul
United manager
Heggenbottom.
Heggenbottom, that's it. He had a lot of
Yeah.
questions in it towards. But
He made sense. I think he was talking about some stuff about how the referees are like basically telling us how to play football. You know, how, you know, like, and he's like, we train, we do all of this, you know, all of that, you know, and then comes down to the 90 and you know they've ruined the game, which is true. I think he came out with some key points. Probably get banned for it because you know you can't say anything against the refs.
Yeah, standard, isn't it?
So
Standard.
but a lot of stuff is what we you know and we talk about all the time.
You
So
know,
nothing new.
it's common sense. Like, obviously, like you said, you're gonna wait until the opposition team, how they set up. If you got a goal kick, I think he was referring to, you're gonna see how they set up, and then you're gonna kind of, you know, accordingly, you're gonna sort out your team or how you're gonna play short, or you're gonna put it long or whatever it is. Like, you need some time to think about that. It's funny because Arsenal, moving on to Arsenal took 26 seconds to take a corner that we scored for. So I don't know, kind of, you know, where did you draw the line? And there was nothing said about that. We took ages on every corner, and we had 11
They
of
should
them.
just be a staple, like you just blow the whistle, you kick it on the whistle. Like, you know what I mean? Like the referee has to blow a whistle and take it. You know, if you look at the European refs, you know, if there's some hanky panky going in the box, they don't blow that whistle.
No, they sort it
They,
out, and then
yeah,
they
the,
kind
you,
of,
then you can only take the corner until you blow that whistle. You know, so like obviously you can't do it quick, you know, against those guys because they don't allow it. But at least that way it's consistent. You know, there's no kind of like time trapping. There's no kind of bullshit going on in the box.
100%. Or just have like a, it's not a shot clock per se, but do you know what I mean? Like a clock in like a 10 second time or anything. Do you know what I mean? But let's talk about Arsenal, to be fair. Dominant performance. We never go to Goodison ever. I can't remember the last time we won. I think it was 2016. Wenger was in charge. Bit of a mad
God,
one.
yeah.
I know. And the last time we play at Goodison, we win. So I mean, I don't know if you watched the game, but we dominated the game from start to finish. We dominated the game. They didn't have a sniff. And it's one of them ones where, you know, you go away from home and you just play everything slow, you control it. You just fall over sometimes to get a foul. B, don't let the don't get the crowd riled up in it. Once the crowd gets riled up, especially in Merseyside where Liverpool and Everton play, it just gets a bit hectic, and then the crowd gets onto tight pitch. It's just a bit of a problem. So we controlled it well. Trossard came on, obviously scored a sick goal. Move on there. It's just one of the ones again. Come out there, 3 points. Move on to
Just
the next
not
one.
these kind of places. Yeah, you don't need that performance, you just got to get the
No.
job done.
Get the job done. Come
Yeah,
home.
it's like Man
That's it.
City, right? Obviously, I think they were quite dominant.
Or
Obviously,
West
standard
Ham.
Man City.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably should have had a few more, but
Haaland should have had a
yeah.
hat trick. You know, I was looking at his
Yeah.
chances, but oh, you know, not even on target after.
Yeah, I think it's a few games now. He's had this kind of like, I think he started off Burnley first game and he was on fire. And then he's obviously shown everyone that, yeah, I am human, that I can have some bang average or like miss some big chances. But people forget, man, this guy's like still a kid.
The thing
He's
is,
not.
with that team, obviously he misses three clear-cut chances. Any other team in the league, honestly, they don't come out with a win because there's no one else. Obviously, maybe you can argue Arsenal based on last season, but
Yeah.
realistically, no one else in the league has got the firepower from everyone else in the starting lineup to create. And they still scored three goals. Obviously, he scored one, but they still got a couple of goals without him getting on the score sheet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it,
So
100%.
Julian Alvarez is looking sick this season. He's looking
Yeah,
unreal.
he's looking on fire at the
Don't know
moment.
how, like, he's kind of playing. He's not playing the growing role, obviously, but he's playing like a second striker next to Haaland, just being a pest. Like Tevez, isn't it really? You know how Tevez were playing with Rooney and kind of Ronaldo,
Yeah.
just being a nuisance, but still having the ability to kind of pull something out of the bag. It's kind of
Yeah.
just like that. It's amazing what he's doing right now. And that Doku looks fucking hell. He looks fucking sick, bro. And
Yeah.
you were talking about Pep not signing wingers. You know, it's wingers to kind of like pass the ball. And this guy was
Yeah.
going after everyone's fucking blood. His goal was unreal as well. He carved that guy. That Kung Fu fouled him nowhere to go. He wasn't just
Yeah,
let him
he's
go. He was looking.
that's the evolution now. He's got a winger in there now. Like he can kind of got pace. He's got that
Dribbling,
natural
yeah.
ability, to skip past a player. He's got that kind of, and then obviously his first option is always going to be to kind of, pass the ball, to or cross it into Haaland, so it's a different dynamic,
100
so he's kind
percent.
of evolved his team on that perspective. But yeah,
They're
and
looking
obviously
good.
we've
They're
got
looking on
Liverpool.
fire. Liverpool, man. 1-0 down. I can't remember that striker's name, Quenzo. What is that Brazilian striker? He had an unbelievable opportunity.
Yeah.
Because who's the left winger? Neto. Nuts. Gomez on the wing. Puts a beautiful ball in. Fucking he hits he, I don't know what, Chindi or something. Okay, I don't know why he done. Jumped. He jumped above the ball. Chins it. Did I say 1-on-1? He messed it up. And obviously, Liverpool do the business second half, and Diaz comes on.
Yeah, just go for the
Nunes,
gears.
their firepower is actually sick, you know, up top. It's
Yeah.
looking, I'm looking at
The
what,
thing is,
six
they're coming
players,
off the
five
bench
players?
and they're all fighting for positions now. Nunes is on the
100%.
bench, like he played Jota, Jota played shit, and then Diaz came on.
Diaz came on, yeah.
So, those two are scrapping out for their position. Gakpo and Nunes are scrapping out for their position.
You got
Obviously,
Jota, Saka, yeah, of
Salah's cement
course.
block. Yeah, but it's looking good, and obviously, like their midfield is looking good as well. Sobozlai, McAllister.
A Gravenberch now.
Gravenberch on the bench, it's gonna come in.
Solid. Then he
And
still
you've got
got
Endo.
he's still got Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott.
Elliot, yeah, exactly. It's
Good
decent.
fucking
I think where
options.
he lacks is at the back,
See,
center
this
back,
is you never seen that over the last few years, you know, but this season,
and right back.
yeah, they have no right back. They have, literally have apart from Trent. I don't even
Yeah.
consider him a right back anyway, but.
Yeah.
Apart from him, there's literally Gomez, no way he's playing right back. Well, apart this season. Then you got Matic, he's ancient now, he ain't got it anymore. You got
Yeah.
Van Dijk. Van Dijk's obviously still the best of them anyway. And
Kanate.
Konate is solid to be fair. That's a good partnership right there.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking beyond that,
Van Dijk
there's
looks a
no.
bit, like he looks a bit suspect now. He's not the same after that injury.
No.
Like he's lost the pace. He's not adapted his game a bit as
That
well.
it's one of the worst injuries to
That,
come back from, especially
yeah.
regardless of where you play, bro.
I think he needs to adapt his game now. You know, he's obviously he has to realize that I don't have this pace. I can't be this aggressive when I play. You know, I can't. I've got to stand off a bit now. You know, I can't just go straight to player to player. Yeah.
I don't know. It's true because they don't have the, like, for example, they have six or seven players up top potentially can
Yeah.
play that can rotate and still look good. At the back, they can't do that. And sometimes at the back, like, you got to rotate, be able to, like, cause look at City's options is a joke. They got like six, seven men at the back that can rotate, including the goalkeeper. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? So it's not what they do. But yeah, man, it is what it is, it is what it is. Any last question from me? Your dark horse in the Champions League this season?
I said it before. It's Bayern Munich, man.
Are they a dark horse though?
Yeah, no one rates them, bro. Bayern Munich. Like, everyone thinks they should. Like, because Tuchel's there and stuff like that. But I think they're dark horse.
Because of what? Because well, Kane or like just
Yeah,
general players.
Kane. Kane, they've got Kane in the team now. They've got a gunsman. Like last season, I think they got knocked out by PSG. PSG are absolute dog shit. But the only reason they got knocked out is because they had Choupo Moting up top and he missed like 10, 15 like chances.
But also last
Yeah.
year, no one else was firing. Sane wasn't firing. Gnabry wasn't great. Like there were parts of the team that went this
Yeah.
season. Sane's doing bits. Obviously,
Yeah,
Gnabry's doing bits. It's
Sane,
like there's a lot of
Musiala is
players.
older now as well.
Musiala, yeah.
Yeah, so
Still got
I think
Muller there, bro.
yeah, Muller. I think yeah, that's the team, man. Like Kane's gonna spearhead it. I think they're a dark horse.
It's a fair play. It's such a good shot. I
Yeah.
don't.
On paper, that team looks still like if they get all their players fit, raring to go. It looks an amazing team, you know, on paper. Goretzka, Kimmich, you know.
I worry about DM. I don't personally think Kimmich can play DM anymore.
Kim, you got Kim Ying,
Kim In
what is
Jae.
it? Yeah, Kim Min
Kim In
Jae.
Jae, yeah. Their defenses are Dilip and him. That's a solid partnership right there.
Yeah.
Right back, I don't know who they probably could play Kimmich right back, but again, they
They
don't have a
still
DM.
got Pavard
Yeah, they still got Pavel there. No one ended for him in the end.
there. Yeah, so
Surprisingly, but
options are there.
no, it's a good shot. It's a good shot. I'm gonna go Arsenal, obviously. Heart over head, but I don't know, man. I don't know. We can be a surprise. I think we can be a surprise, not in terms of winning.
Yeah.
I think like if we get to semis, that's expectation, that's above expectations. But we should be getting to the quarters for sure. Because
Nah, you should be getting to the final minimum.
who are we? City. Who are we?
Nah, minimum, bro.
No way, man. It's
You
funny
guys.
because a lot of people, a lot of Arsenal fans are saying we can do a bit here, but bro, we got knocked out to Sporting last season
Yeah.
in the Europa League. Like that's where I put the line. If you're looking at Europe, we lost to you, Sporting. I think it was the quarterfinals. I'm not
You
too
lot
sure.
dust your group, knockout, depending on who you get. I think you'll do well in that. I think you have quarters and semis, that's where it starts getting a
That's
bit
when it
iffy.
gets iffy because but I look at us, we're definitely top 18 in the league in Europe. That's the
Yeah.
way I look at it. So we should be in the quarterfinals, but not go out in the quarterfinals like we do against fucking Bayern and like we've done in the past 10-2 and nonsense like that. We've got to be able to, do you know what I mean? We've got to be able to fight and say, okay, maybe we lost by a goal, or do you know what I mean? Something
Yeah, I think that,
understandable, happily,
I think
not a
it'll be
drubbing.
like that now. Yeah, I think it'll be your most exciting Champions League run probably since a long time.
Don't get us gassed, man. Don't get us. Don't worry. Don't get us gassed. We've not seen Champions League football at the Emirates in fucking years. I think it's Sanchez. It's Sanchez. Ozil, probably the last
Those days.
time. That was a long time
You got
ago,
what,
man.
seven years, 6 years?
Bro, Walcott's retired now. That was the last
Bloody
time.
hell.
Giroud's
Bloody hell.
the World Cup, Champions League. He's still playing. And we're not even in the Champions League. It's long.
Yeah,
Long.